Now to Marco in Tehran. Yesterday, he took us to a rally commemorating Iran's Islamic Revolution. It's a big holiday there. But today, he tells us about a different side of Iran, one we don't usually get to see. He's with the world's Matthew Bell and their interpreter, and I'll let him explain.
Well, this is certainly a different scene from yesterday's political rally celebrating the 37th anniversary of the revolution. This is also a rally of sorts, but this is a rally to the top of the mountains just to the north of Tehran. I'm in a cable car heading up to the Tolchal ski slopes. There are a few women I saw earlier hiking up in chadors. I don't think we're going to see them skiing. But instead of placards with the pictures of the Ayatollahs on them today, people are coming up here with snowboards, with ski poles, with skis. And I'm going to go to the top and just try and find out what is this side of Tehran all about. Well, we're reaching the summit of Tolchal, the mountain where everybody goes skiing, and the views are unbelievably dramatic. Steep slopes, there's a wind blowing across, I don't know if you can hear that, and behind me, if I turn around, magnificent views of Tehran. So it's a part of this country that you just never think about. There go a couple of young ladies in a cable car going back down the mountain. They seem to have some music going, or they're dancing. Crazy.
Hello.
Do you speak English? I'm here with Mohammed on the top of Mount Tolchal, just to the north of Iran. Mohammed, you're all bundled up. You're ready to do a little skiing today. You got the goggles on. Yes. You're completely bundled up. It's very windy up here. Let me just ask you, how long have you been skiing?
4 years.
You have a lot of friends who ski with you?
Yes, of course. My friends is in hotel right now.
Oh, okay. So are you from Tehran?
Yes.
Yeah. But is there a hotel somewhere around here?
Yes. The Tolchal Hotel is a bottom of the list.
So they're going to join you a little bit later, are they?
Yes, of course.
So tell me, is skiing becoming more popular in Iran?
No.
It's not?
Not popular.
It's not popular.
No. Because expensive.
Yeah.
Expensive sport.
Do you see a few more people coming out, though?
Now, much better than 5 years ago. And younger people come for skiing much than older.
Great. Thank you very much, Mohammed.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Have fun.
Thank you.
So I'm in the Tolchal Ski School Lodge. It's a tight little stone building right on top of the mountain, out of the wind. I'm with Shadi. She's from Tehran in a ski suit. Do you come here a lot?
One time in 1 week.
There are some great skiing places in the United States. Switzerland is also great for skiing. What's so great about skiing here in Iran? Okay, that's okay.
He wants us to stop recording?
Yeah. Stop recording.
So back in the cable car, heading back down Mount Tolchal to the base. Really kind of a shame that we couldn't stay on the top and speak with a few more people, but the head at the ski lodge there got on his walkie-talkie and wanted us to get more permission, even though we thought we had been properly accredited to speak to people. A couple of comments that one skier made at the end there I thought were really kind of right on, and that is skiing is an expensive sport, and not a lot of people in Tehran have the money to afford even a $10 lift ticket. I mean, there are some signs that the economy could be improving with sanctions getting lifted. So far, a couple of the people that we spoke with said they haven't seen a real increase in numbers of skiers, if that's any gauge of how the economy is doing right now. But who knows? Maybe more sanctions will get lifted and we'll see more people out here on the slopes. For the world, Marco Werman heading back down Mount Tolchal in a cable car here in Iran.
The world's reporting team in Tehran, Marco and producer Matthew Bell, took some photos of their day on the slopes. We posted a few of their Instagram pics at PRI.org. And you'll be hearing more Iran stories from Marco and Matthew all next week here on The World.